And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Reciting the intro to a famous radio program that, although we're a little late for Halloween, who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows. Okay. That's about all I do. We are going to do a quick theater update for those of you who live in the on this side of the hill. Then we're going to turn it to Casey Reaney over there in Cottonwood. But we have a couple special guests who are going to be opening up Robin Hood at the Ruth Street Theater tonight. Runs for the next couple days. So we have the director and the teacher here. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. What's your name?
Layla Tenney.
Layla, you have brought Robin and Maid Marian in, so let's introduce them and say hi.
Hi, I'm Alexander Aguirre, and I'm going to be playing Robin Hood.
Hi, my name is Aiden Bruce, and I will be playing Maid Marian.
Okay, and that is tonight at the Ruth Street Theater. Oddly enough, it's on Ruth Street.
Right. Convenient.
Very near the high school.
Right.
Okay. And we invite everybody to come by tonight. So opening night, what time does the curtain go up?
The house opens at 7 p.m. and the curtain goes up at 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
Tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday night. And there's a Saturday matinee at 2 p.m.
This is going to be a show for all family?
A show for all ages. It's a unique twist on the classic tale of Robin Hood.
And Ms. Tenney, you are the drama teacher at Prescott High School.
I am. This is my first year over there.
Okay. Why did you pick this film?
I grew up loving the classic and wanted to have an adventure story. Right? So we also have a lot of girls in our class, and even though this is a boy's story, there's a lot of females with smaller parts in it. For example, the females play the Merry Men.
Okay. Is this a musical? Sort of?
Nope.
No. Dancing?
No dancing. There's some fight scenes.
Oh, okay. Maid Marian, come forward, please. Are you excited about this?
I'm so excited.
Is this your first performance, or have you been in the theater before?
I have been in the theater since freshman year. I'm a junior now. Mm-hmm. This is about my fifth show.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm just so excited.
You're a seasoned veteran, and you'll carry the cast on your back.
Absolutely.
Robin Hood.
Yes, sir.
Arrow up here. What's your background?
My background is I started doing theater last year is when I really got into actually doing productions, but I've always been into acting and everything. But I just got into theater actually doing shows last year at the beginning of the year. I was Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors back in April. That was a good show.
And you were Seymour?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, I'm sorry we don't have enough time to do a little bit more of a discussion. We'll get you on when you're, what's your next show? Do you know what you're going to be doing?
Our next show will be the Spring Musical at Prescott High School, but I can't say what it is yet.
Okay. Well, I'll work on that for you. Y'all break a leg. You know what that comes from? Break a leg?
I did.
Okay.
Forgot.
All right. Well, your teacher will explain that to you. Casey Rooney, we'll be turning things over to you in Cottonwood right after we take a time out for these words. And about half past the hour, we have Mary Dillinger from the Prescott VA coming in here to talk about Veterans Day. So we will hear from Casey right after these words.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burn, and propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442 9116. That's 442 9116.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
My father was born in Houston, Texas, and my mother in Appleton, Wisconsin, and I was born in Los Angeles. That's right, I was manufactured right here in the USA. Dan Hussey here with Totally Floored, and I'm proud to say I'm American-made. At Totally Floored, we believe in American-made products. We proudly support American manufacturing jobs by featuring American-made flooring. We encourage you to buy beautiful, comfortable, and durable American-made flooring. We're Dan and Julie Hussey. We were made in the USA. We offer American-made flooring, and when you invest in American flooring, you will be totally floored.
Prescott Brewing Company's 23rd annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement, but think andouilles in Creole crawfish, Italian sausage sandwich, Cajun pork kebabs, and beer-braised brats and savory house-made chutney. At only $13.99 each, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery since 1994.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And thank you again. And I hope we have on the line now our Economic Development Director for Cottonwood, Mr. Casey Rooney. How are you, sir, and who's your guest?
Chuck, nice hearing your voice. My buddy from... You were in Bowling Green or Finley? Where were you?
I went to college at Bowling Green. In fact, I was in the theater up there for several years, so it was kind of fun to have these young people on. I was a great character actor.
When were you there?
Yeah, 63, 64, 65. Then I went to Long Beach State in California because I heard the Beach Boys calling my name.
Well,
surf's up.
That's great. I'm glad you went to Bowling Green. I was there a couple years later.
Yeah,
but,
Thank
you for having me on today. Yes, I am Casey Rooney, the Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood. And my guest today is Kelly Wilson from the Old Town Mission. Kelly, say hi to our esteemed group from the Arizona Hometown Radio and KQNA, Talk of the Town.
All right. Hi. Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm glad you're with us today. And Kelly is the director of the Old Town Mission. Did I say that right, Kelly? Are you the director?
That's correct. I'm the director.
Good. And you've been there for how long? 6 years?
I have been there for 6 years, and the Old Town Mission's been serving Cottonwood since 1989, but I have been here for 6 years.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised I don't pass you down here in Old Town, because you're right around the corner from me. But, you know, you're dealing with some pretty serious issues, but I know at the same time, you're doing a lot of good things for the community. I was looking at some of your information, and, you know, I mean, I talk about this being serious, and I think it is. I was looking at this, and we were talking about hunger in Yavapai County. And it says 28.7% of residents were below the poverty level in 2015, and 7.4% of residents had income below 50% of the poverty level in 2015. So I am assuming, I should know better, but that you are dealing with a lot of people that have had very unfortunate circumstances in their lives, and you're helping them get a foot up on life and helping them with some pretty serious issues. Can you kind of describe, you know, how that works with the Old Town Mission?
Yeah, well, the Old Town Mission is, a lot of times we get the misconception that everyone that we serve is homeless, but that's just not the case. We only have about 15% of our clients that come into the mission on a daily basis that are considered homeless. The rest, we have elderly is up there about 20%, and then the working class poor is about 35%. And so those are families that are single family incomes, they're working every day, but they're still having a hard time making ends meet. And of course, the elderly, a lot of them are living on Social Security, and so that income for them is never going to change. Their situation is probably going to be that way for the rest of their lives.
Kelly, did you say that 35% of our population is working poor? Is that what I just heard you say?
That's what comes into our mission, because when we ask them a questionnaire if they're working. About out of all of our households that we have, 35% of those households that come in to receive food boxes or receive other services actually state that they are working, that they have jobs, that they're just still not able to make ends meet.
Okay, so I just want to make it clear.
Right.
Not 35% of our population, say, in Verde Valley are working poor, but 35%
right.
of the people who come in to see you are working poor.
Correct, yeah. So when we ask them, I think, we have about 1,500 households that have registered, and not that every single one of those households come in every week or every month. Sometimes they just come in once a year. But out of those 1,500 or so households, 35% of them say that they do have jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Wow. So, let me ask you this question, too. Is in terms of Yavapai County, are all these statistics the same if you're in Prescott or Prescott Valley or Cottonwood or Camp Verde? Are they pretty much the same throughout the county?
Yeah, I think the numbers that you were reading were Yavapai County, so that would fall for them as well.
Yeah. Because I think, there's a lot of people that are doing very well in our community, and there's a fair share that aren't doing so well, and somehow you're helping them, you're helping take care of them, but you're not, I'm assuming you're just not, this isn't necessarily like a welfare-type system. You're trying to train them and educate them and give them the resources to move on. Am I reading that right?
Right. And, for a long time, everyone thought it was just that we were providing food and clothing. So we recently updated our mission statement, which is basically it says that we are serving our neighbors in the Verde Valley by providing them food, clothing, community events, program services, thereby building relationships and creating a stronger community.
Yeah,
on top of all those programs, we just recently implemented our Second Chance Employment, which is basically through our thrift store, but we're hiring people that might have an employment barrier, because there's lots of programs that give people resume skills and give them jobs for interview skills, but they don't actually provide them the hands-on training. So our thrift store, we're able to hire people that kind of have a barrier, and eventually we can help them move into a stable job, which could lead to a career.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad, because we all have to sort of retrain ourselves in life, and technology changes and people's jobs go away, and if they don't stay on top of the game, they start to lose out. And is that the kind of thing you're helping them with from an educational perspective?
Yeah, I mean, just for one example, we're kind of working directly with the court system, so we do have some people that are able to work for us because they're on a job release training program. Because they have a job full-time with us, they're able to get a lighter sentence. So that was actually kind of a benefit. And we also work with Spectrum Healthcare, their mm-hmm. WAT training program that trains people that have emotional disabilities or some kind of barrier. So we're helping them overcome those things and move into a more stable job.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting because, I am tied in here with economic development and dealing with, our emerging wine industry, which is providing a lot of, good jobs and wealth in our community. And, those people that come up here, we know the market is, Prescott and Phoenix and, a lot of Arizona people come up here and they have a lot of disposable income. And then, you're dealing with kind of the flip side of that situation where there's, people that don't have a whole lot of resources. And I think we all take this stuff for granted. If we're on top of the world and doing well, we kind of take it for granted. But I think, that a lot of people are sort of, even if you're on top of the world, that doesn't mean you're going to be there forever and things could flip and you could fall off the edge and all of a sudden you lose your job and you're a working poor person then, right?
Right, and it seems we notice that a lot of people are just living paycheck to paycheck. And so that's what we're trying to come up with, and our amazing board is trying to come up with ideas where we can help keep people from going over that edge, because we just have so many. If you lose your job or your car breaks down, you can't get to your job, those things all start spiraling and compounding together, and the next thing you know, you can't get to your job, so you're in a situation where you're going to be homeless. It just kind of all spirals and compounds together.
Yeah. Well, I represent some of the presidents of the Cottonwood Economic Development Council, and we're always looking for ways that we can help our community get better and grow our economy. How do you see that? I mean, how can people, with the means to do things, how can they help you?
Well, I think there's just so many opportunities, and a lot of big things is we say donate, and that could be donating your time, donating mm-hmm. merchandise to our thrift store, and I think the thrift store is such a huge integral part of Cottonwood because we employ 14 full and part-time staff,
Then
we're also providing where people can go and get stuff that they otherwise couldn't afford.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, I would like one of these days for you to come to one of my meetings, and maybe we can reciprocate with each other, and I could share, what resources I have for you, and you can do the same for me. I think that might be kind of interesting
to
do that one of these days. I think people need to hear your story. I think you have a great story, and I don't think it's unique to Cottonwood and where you're located.
Yeah, no, I think we're all facing the same problems, that if we all work together and we all know what each other does, we'll be in a much better place.
Yeah. Now, what are you seeing in terms of, we're going to have to take a break in just a second, but I'll just ask you one final question and then we'll move on from there. But, we were talking about how we could help you in the future, and is the problem of poverty and that sort of thing, working poor, growing, or shrinking. I think at this stage of the discussion, we'll take a little break, and then I'll be back, and we'll continue this conversation. So hang in here with me for just a second.
And thank you, Casey. We'll take a quick time out here, get some advertisers on there, and then we'll return to Casey Rooney over there in Cottonwood and Verde Valley. You're listening to the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQAA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM in the Prescott Valley and in the Verde Valley. We'll be back with Casey right after these words.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 17 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Serving all of northern Arizona, building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and AC is at the right degree. Call Gettles. Their fourth generation heating techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Don't settle till you call Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Now offering plumbing repair and service. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
The long and winding road.
Remember that thing called curb appeal? That's exactly what Prescott Dirt gives you. No, we're not talking about dirt. We're talking about beautiful flagstone or paver walkways that lead to your door. I'm Sam from Prescott Dirt, and we are now the only retail outlet in northern Arizona of beautiful Pioneer pavers for your yard, patio, or walkway. See our displays of Pioneer pavers at both our Prescott and Prescott Valley locations, and we'll rock a new look for your landscape. See for yourself at PrescottDirt.com.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, I am. And I'm so glad you joined us today. We're going to be talking with some folks about the Veterans Day Parade and all things veterans going on in this side of the hill. But right now, Casey, you've got a, it's nice to have a positive outlook, a positive guest that you have on today. So I'm really happy. All the negative things that go on in this world, it's just kind of nice to have somebody says, here's how we're here to help.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck. I appreciate it, and I want to welcome Kelly Wilson from the Old Town Mission back to the conversation, and I want to thank our host here, Arizona's Hometown Radio Group, and I'm just happy that our listeners are with me today and listening to KQNA Talk of the Town. Again, I'm with Kelly Wilson, and I wanted to ask another question, Kelly, here. You know, it's getting towards tax season. Ooh, I hate to say that, but that's what it is. And people are probably starting to get a little concerned about that. And it, I understand that there's like some sort of an Arizona charitable tax credit. Can you kind of address that and what that serves and how it can be used by somebody that could donate to the cause?
Absolutely. You know, the Old Town Mission partners with, I think we have about 11 other nonprofits that are part of the Verde Valley Tax Coalition. And basically, we just came together because there's so much money that is left on the table that people kind of choose to pay to Arizona instead of giving it to a local nonprofit that qualifies for the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit. And wow. Basically, a single person can donate up to $400. Mm-hmm. And a married couple can donate up to $800, and that will be taken off of their taxes dollar for dollar. So if they owe Arizona taxes, they can say, you know what, I want to donate it to the Old Town Mission, or I want to donate it to House of Ruth or to the Sanctuary. They can choose to donate it to another nonprofit, and they can even, you know, piece it out a little bit. They can give $100 to this place, $100 to this place, and it really helps because we have to pay those taxes anyway. So what better way but to donate it to a nonprofit?
You know, I think that's an awesome idea, and I know every year I give to a different cause, and you know, my wife and I donate what we can. You know, we try to give back to the community, and it's not, you know, every day of the week I'm out hustling to make a living, and it's, you know, sort of about me. But, you know, every once in a while I come to my senses and I realize it's not just about me. There's a lot of other people that have a lot of needs that we've got to care for. It sounds like that Arizona Charitable Tax Credit can solve part of that issue that people might have to give back. It's an easy thing. How do they go about making that happen?
Yeah, they can just contact us. They can mail us a check at 116 East Pinal Street in Cottonwood, or they can donate online at oldtownmission.org. And you don't have to pay it by December 31st. You have now up until April 15th. So if you go in and file your taxes and your tax accountant says, hey, you owe $300, you can say, you know what? I'm going to go write a check to the Old Town Mission. And you can go out and do it. You have until April 15th. Now to file that and get your tax credit in for the previous year.
Yeah, it seems like every year, you know, towards the end of the year, I get offers to give to charities. And so there seems to be probably a lot of competition out there, isn't there, for the money?
There is, but I think there's so much money that Arizona has on the table because if you work, everyone has to pay taxes to Arizona. It's a win-win situation, and I just love the fact that Arizona is continuing to support the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit.
Ah, that's a good story right there. Yeah. I wanted to ask you: are things getting better out there in the economy? What are you seeing? I mean, I've been here in Cottonwood for 11 years, and we went through a terrible recession and all that jazz. What are you seeing? Are things getting better? Or what, from your perspective, you probably, you know, see a lot of interesting things in your day. How do you respond to that question?
Right. You know, from my personal experience, I think things are getting better. We don't really see a decrease in the people that we're serving, but we see kind of an adjustment in who we're serving. So just like last month, I think we had 72 new clients that came in. So that means they haven't been in to our mission the entire year. So every month we're seeing about steady numbers, but we see kind of a shuffling of who comes in and who doesn't. So it's kind of as circumstances change, this family moves on and no longer needs our services, but another family's coming into a different situation. So it kind of just moves around a little bit, but the numbers seem to stay steady.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm kind of wondering also, because we're sort of coming out of the recession, but I know there's still a lot of people that have needs. And I sense that what happened was that people started hiring again, but they started hiring at maybe lower wages. But I do hear, you know, from all these people that I talk to every day, that there's a real workforce shortage. How do you go about helping people find jobs? I mean, there's jobs out there. I know there are, but they might not be as good as they used to be.
Right, yeah, and I think that's what we're seeing, too, because I know with the minimum wage increasing, that kind of take a hit on some of the smaller businesses.
Uh-huh.
But with us, I know sometimes we've had several people come in that don't have the driver's license or they don't have the necessary paperwork that they need to find a job. So we kind of refer them to agencies that can help them get their driver's license, help them get their Social Security card, and kind of move more in those directions.
Yeah, that's great. What about volunteers? I'm assuming that you have a lot of people that come in there that give back by volunteering. Do you have a lot of need for volunteers? And we were having a little discussion earlier, and I think, if I heard you correctly, you had 40 volunteers in there. I'm like, how do you manage 40 volunteers?
Yes. Well, that is all managed by Jill Sweet, and she's our general manager down at the Old Town Mission, and she's amazing. So we have only four full-time employees that work for the mission. On top of that, we have about 10 to 20 volunteers that come in on a daily basis to help prepare the food, run the lunches, run our Food Plus program, which we deliver to senior areas. We have the holiday meals, so that's all run by volunteers. So on a given week, we could have 100 volunteers on one single week, and we're always looking for new people because, again, they kind of move in and out. We've got snowbirds, so this time of year we're going to see an increase because they're coming back into the amazing weather that we have in Cottonwood. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. when it gets hotter, they'll go to cooler weather. So when, if anyone wants people, to volunteer,
when,
yeah.
When people come in to volunteer, you know, how do they feel about that? You know, by the end of the day, is there a lot of satisfaction in volunteering there?
There is, and I think a lot of times, like we have the Great Turkey Giveaway coming up, and we plan to give away over 800 turkey dinner boxes to families in our community. And I think we just see that's just the joy on the volunteers' faces, the joy on the faces of the kids and the families that are getting those. It just is a huge, huge thing. But we also have needs for behind the scenes. So if you don't like being out with the public, we've got lots of volunteer opportunities, sorting food, helping with food drives, and doing a whole bunch of cleaning and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, great. Well, you know, we're running out of time here, but I want you to leave me with a good thought for the day. I mean, what happened to you today that was awesome? And then we're going to wrap it up. Tough question,
well,
huh?
Yeah, well, I always look at my daughter, and I think if we could be like kids and realize that everything that we do is just amazing. She's 7 years old, but we were just driving to the school, and she was like, this is the best day ever. Isn't this the most beautiful day you've ever seen? And I just want to get back to if all adults could be just like a seven-year-old and be like, you know what, this is the best day ever, and realize that we have something to give. And that's what I just love about her, is she's always encouraging.
She said that to you today?
Yeah, she did, on the way to school. She's like, this is the best day ever. And it was just so very early, and she just knew it was the best day ever.
You know, that put a smile on my face. I really want to thank you for, you know, being part of our show today, Kelly. And we're going to wind down and thank our listeners, our KQ&A listeners. And I'll see you all in a couple weeks. And have a great day and put a smile on your face. Bye.
All right. Hey, Kelly, you're a great mom to have a daughter that would say things like that. Made my day, too. And that's wonderful. And Casey, I guess we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Take care of Cottonwood, will you?
Okay, we will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We're going to visit with a couple stories about the good things that are happening at the Veterans Administration in Prescott, the VA Day activities, a parade. So much going on. We're going to take a break for news and a couple of announcements, and then we'll be right back. Don't go away. You hear me now? Right? As you were.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, this is Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, reminding you that heating season is here. Don't wait until you need it to find out your heater isn't working properly. Our tune-ups are thorough. We perform a full visual inspection and use the latest technology to test and diagnose your system. We'll give you a full report in terms you can understand, and we can typically perform most repairs during our initial visit. Call us at 458-8177, visit us at pvhac.com, or follow us on Facebook today. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City Leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with the check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Fundraising for the Prescott Courthouse Lighting officially gets underway tonight. The Christmas Lighting Fundraiser Kickoff Party will be held from 5 to 8 at Jersey Lily Saloon on Whiskey Row. There will be live and silent auctions for such items as gift certificates, fine arts, and weekend getaways. During a recent live appearance on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, retired Jersey Lily owner Tommy Meredith explained why he got with the current owner, Susan Roberts, on this year's fundraiser.
Christmas time is such a big attraction for Prescott that I got with Sherry and her crew and with the chamber, and we decided that rather than make it a burden on us and the new people, that she would ship in and help us out, and we're working together on it.
Meredith calls the lighting a very popular event.
I think it brings in more people. The rodeo is a biggie, and I am 110% behind them, but it brings in more people, I think. We're there for 6 weeks. We don't close down to Martin Luther King Day in January, and people come every day, every weekend.
Meredith will serve as Grand Marshal for the Prescott Christmas Parade on Saturday, December 2nd. Raffle tickets will be sold at the fundraiser for the sculpture Holden Position by Bradford Williams. The drawing will be held at Jersey Lily after the 63rd Annual Courthouse Lighting, also on December 2nd. Watch for delays as paving is underway on Marina Street.
The City of Prescott and Fan Contracting are working on a road and utility upgrade project along Marina between East Gurley and East Goodwin Streets. Crews have started laying the first lift of asphalt in the area. Concrete installation is also underway at the Marina and Union Street intersection. Marina is closed in the construction zone, but personnel will accommodate access for local businesses and residents. Work hours are 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. today and tomorrow. Other improvements include water and sewer upgrades, new sidewalk, curb and gutter, landscape plantings, and installation of historic light fixtures. This project is scheduled for completion later this fall. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
The Arizona Coyotes take on the Buffalo Sabres at 7 tonight, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy tonight, but mostly sunny through your weekend. Expect an overnight low of 42 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 63 tomorrow and a high of 65 on Saturday. 45 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 75 and a high on Saturday of 77. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals, and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Brewing Company's 23rd annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement, but think andouilles in Creole crawfish, Italian sausage sandwich, Cajun pork kebabs, and beer-braised brats and savory house-made chutney. At only $13.99 each, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery since 1994.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, I am, and thank you for joining us this Thursday. A beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I am surrounded by intelligent, beautiful people. And Mary, and Mary Dillinger from the Northern Arizona Veterans Administration, Bob Stump Hospital. Is here with us, and you're in charge as of right now.
Thank you, Chuck. And you say everything about the VA all once. It is Northern Arizona VA Healthcare System.
Bob Stump.
Bob Stump is the actual medical center building name, but the whole VA that we cover is Northern Arizona.
Okay. Tell me real quick, you got a bunch of...
I do. We have so much.
But I saw a thing in a paper about the history wall.
Yes. So we have our brand new historical wall. We had the unveiling on the 30th of October. It's beautiful. It has 7 panels and 2 TV monitors. And
it's in the main hall.
It's in the main building, and for people who aren't familiar with the area, it might seem a little bit difficult to get to because it's not in your face, but it's not hard at all to turn the corner and find it. It's in a hallway called the Miracle Mile. And if you were at the main hospital over on the building 107 side, which is the side by the big flagpole, you'll see the elevator that's there and the area where the patient escorts are sitting waiting to help. And right in front of you, there's the wall where it tells you leading to the community living center. You'll just head like you're going to go toward to the community living center. And that is the hallway where the Miracle Mile is located. And the 7 panels are VA history, VHA history, Northern Arizona VA history, women veteran history. We have information about when it was Fort Whipple. We have the pictures up. It's beautiful. And it was done by Better Deal Printing, which is a local company that is disabled veteran owned. And they worked extremely hard on getting it done in an adequate amount of time so that we could have the unveiling when we did on the 30th, because that date is unique for us, because that in 1999 was the same date that Northern Arizona was added to the historical registry. So there's a lot of history, and if you get an opportunity to come by and check it out, you will be amazed. It's beautiful. And the guest that we have, I have from the city of Prescott,
Michelle Stacy Schroeder,
and from the Prescott Valley Library,
Jennifer Kim,
and Carol Swenson.
And we have events coming up that we're working on. The Veterans Outreach event that's at the Prescott Valley Library, which is going to be on the 7th of November from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. And we have everything from helping veterans navigate USA jobs, to helping them write their resumes, to having them upload their DD-214s, whether it's for registering for your VA benefits or registering at the hospital or for USA jobs, whatever it might be, you're going to be able to upload your DD-214. We have experts that are going to be there to talk to veterans about the services that are available with the VA, from healthcare with mental health or primary care or specialty, or with we have Sherry, who is the Veterans Benefits Administration representative. She's going to come and help talk to veterans about filling out claims for their benefits, or if they need to make a upgrade to their benefits, or talk about their using their GI Bill, or pretty much everything that your benefits are related to. That's what Sherry will be there for. And then we have our community partners that are coming. We have the Arizona Coalition of Military Families that are coming. The Vet Center is going to be there with their big mobile van. so people can take a tour of the van and see all the things that the Mobile Vet Center can do when they're out and about in the city. And the representative, Chris, he's going to be there. He'll have a table. We have the Women's Veteran Coordinator. She'll be there. We have representatives from the homeless program. We have so many people coming to support this event. And the Prescott Valley Library was the ones who offered to host it. So we're truly grateful that they're coordinating the whole event and allowing us to take up the library for the entire day. And there'll be refreshments available throughout the day. And we'll have people there who can sit down and talk to the veterans and assist them with pretty much anything that they may need, whether they're registered at the hospital or not.
Yes, and please come to the Prescott Valley Public Library. A lot of people end up going to the Prescott Public Library, but it'll be at the Prescott Valley Public Library. There will also be a 90-minute presentation on TBI, PTSD, and OEF, OIF, OND veterans for family members at 12 p.m., so that'll start at 12. Another program that we're really excited about is an oral history program. That will be on November 9th, Thursday, at 10 a.m. in the Crystal Room upstairs. That's going to be about veterans sharing their memories while they're in the military, and so there'll be three different veterans who'll be sharing their special stories.
Yes, that event that is Jocelyn who coordinated that, and I worked with her to help her get veteran speakers. So I plan on being there because I think the speakers that she's chosen have really unique stories to bring to the table to help educate everybody about the military service.
And if there is time, Mary will also maybe be sharing her story as well. But some of the veterans will be Peter Van Haren. He served in the Vietnam War from 1967 to 1969. Sherry Mercier, she's an Army veteran, former post commander and vice commander for the American Legion now. And now she's a chaplain and a volunteer for the VA. And then the third final person is George Thiden. He's a Marine Corps veteran who served in the Korean and Vietnam Wars. So we're really excited to have them speak at the library.
And then we have the Veterans Day Parade, and I know that you're going to have to take a break soon, so I don't want to. Okay. Because I want to give Michelle an opportunity to tell everybody about the parade. I mean, it's just, we have the parade every year because I have so many people this year that are like, what day is the parade on? The parade is always on Veterans Day, which it happens to fall on a Saturday this year, but it doesn't change the fact that the parade is on Saturday the 11th.
And explain, one of you, why it's 11-11.
Oh, that was the day that the Armistice Treaty was signed.
11th hour?
The 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, which ended World War II. Mm-hmm. And so it's a special day.
And it's a Saturday this year.
It is a Saturday this year. So we're hoping that everybody can come out and stop what they're doing for a good hour and a half, and come out and pay tribute to veterans that you know, veterans that you've loved, and just veterans that you see walking by on the street.
Michelle, you were with us a couple weeks ago, and we were trying to get people to sign up to be in the parade. And I understand, now you'll have to go over the parade route, how many people, how many entries there are, and who some of the speakers will be, because this is going to be a wonderful day.
Right. So we ended up with about 85 participants for the parade. There will be an opening ceremony at 10:30. The opening ceremony will take place at the intersection of Cortez and Union Street. We have a wonderful veteran MC, Supervisor Jack Smith will be our MC for the day. We also have Congressman Gosar reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. We have guest speakers from the Northern Arizona VA Medical Center. We also have Mayor Oberg from the City of Prescott, and Dr. Ayers from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, as well as Ms. Darla DeVille, who is with APS. APS was our title sponsor for the parade the last 2 years. So we'll be looking forward to that. We'll be posting the colors and have the national anthem sung. The parade itself will start at 11 o'clock. It'll head south on Cortez from Willis Street, head south until Goodwin, then it'll go west on Goodwin and then head north on Montezuma back towards Sheldon.
Okay, that's kind of a miniature version of the 4th of July parade.
Yeah, a little bit shorter.
But it's going to be all around the Courthouse Plaza.
Yes.
It's going to be a big deal. It really is. It's probably the biggest parade we've ever had for Veterans Day.
It's slowly getting bigger and bigger as the years go by.
80 plus entries, yes. Yes, indeed.
So we were gracious enough, the city of Prescott was gracious enough to be able to help the VA and expand a little bit, because I had been to several parades at the VA and it was getting a little condensed and crowded. So
all the construction you got going on over there.
Right.
Wow. We're going to take a break and we'll be back with more. I'm going to send out this alert. If there are any people who know of a active duty Coast Guard member, please contact Michelle at the City of Prescott.
Yes, you can call me at 928-777-1552.
And that's active duty.
Active duty Coast Guard members.
Okay. We got it.
Or reserves.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Coast Guard.
All right. We'll be back with more on the activities that are going on and around our community for the veterans. We'll be back with more on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We'll be back with more after this.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season. No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your temperature on target with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Log on at GettlesHDM.com. Now offering plumbing repair and service. That's GOETTLS.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 17 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, I am. Friend of those who want no friend. Chuck Roberts with you this Thursday. And Mary Dillinger is going to take over from here. She has some more updates about Veterans Day activities and Prescott Valley Library getting involved this year in the parade. Mary, you're up. You're on duty.
Thank you again, Chuck. And Michelle did touch on the parade, but she has so many more details that she can fill everybody in about the parade. So if you aren't sure if you want to come out and be a spectator, or if you maybe can't watch it at the parade, there's a way now.
Yeah, it will be on Public Access Channel 64. If you have K1, you can get access to that. They will also be live streaming it. They will have a link on their website and on Facebook. We're going to get that information out there. But people can actually live stream it while they're actually in the parade. We're also going to have a covered seating area for veterans directly across from the stage on Cortez, right out in front of the courthouse square, or the courthouse where the judges park. We'll have a tent set up with some chairs for veteran seating. We've got 5 wonderful, magnificent, fantastic grand marshals this year. We have one from every single branch of service. We have a 100-year-old Navy veteran. We have a Marine code talker. We have a former city attorney, Army grand marshal. And this year we have 2 females, one from the Air Force and one from the Coast Guard. And like I said earlier, it's been such a pleasure working with the VA to plan this parade. And it really couldn't be made possible without the help of some of the community partners. APS with the big sponsorship, Affinity RV, Barrett Propane, Dorn Homes, and Guild Mortgage. Huge shout out to them because they've really made it possible to put this parade on. So it's going to be a great day. Come out and support your veterans. Show your thanks. And we'll also have Girl Scout troops passing out flags before and during the parade when they walk through. So come on out, and we hope to see everybody there.
Who is the quiet person in the corner?
I guess that would be me.
Yes, ma'am.
So are you going to ask me a question, or you want me to just jump in?
You jump in. We've got 3 minutes, and you can take 2.5 of it.
Okay, 3 minutes. Carol from Prescott Valley Public Library. Our veterans outreach has been something that we've talked about for a couple years, and I'm just really glad this year it came to fruition. Thanks to Jenny and Mary and Michelle, one of my other coworkers. What I would really encourage is people to come out. I mean, even my husband, I put it on his calendar. He needs to come out and get his benefits set up. And mm-hmm. I would encourage everybody that has been maybe putting that off, or, you know, things go by fast. We're going to have a welcome table as you come in the library lobby. We'll have people to help you move around the library, direct you on where the events are going to be. And I think you're going to find...
When does it start?
It starts at 9 a.m. and it goes until 5 p.m.
Starting what day?
Tuesday, the November 7th.
Then for the next couple days?
Yeah. No, it's just one day.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
It's just a one-day event. And yes, it is a veteran outreach event. But I would like to let people know that helping with the USA Jobs is not just for the veterans. If you're not a veteran and you want to come in because you're thinking about applying for a job at the VA and you want to learn how to navigate the USA Jobs website or how to upload the documents or anything, you can feel free to come, because our specialist who's going to be there to help isn't going to ask to see the proof that you're a veteran. If you want help with USA Jobs, that's what they're there for, is to help you with that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Prescott Valley Library is probably one of the nicest in the county, if not one of the nicest in the state, although you had a leaky roof there for a while.
Well, that has been corrected, uh-huh. And we think it's the best one.
It's pretty. It's pretty. Okay, Mary, we're going to have to wrap things up. I guess I'll give you the final word.
I just want to tell people that if they want to come to the parade, please don't hesitate. Get there early, because we understand that parking may be hard to get once it's past like 9:30. But everybody is welcome. Please come out and show your support. And if you have any questions at all about the parade, you can contact Michelle from the City of Prescott at 777-1552. And she can answer any questions you might have. And just thank you, everybody. And thank you for having me, Chuck.
Active duty, Mary Dillinger from the VA Hospital and Northern Arizona Healthcare, Bob Stump. We got to get him plugged in because he was a very fine man and a veteran himself. That's going to do it. And don't forget, the parade is not this Saturday, a week from Saturday. So we're doing this kind of prepare for all of this. We'll talk more about it next week and give you some updates. But that's all the time we have for today. We're going to wrap things up. Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week on Quad Cities Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. Stay tuned for the news, and we got some sports coming your way about 5:30. See you then.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.